Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, greetings. This is Mark, a.k.a. the Herb Doc, on our show, Live Well Now Show on Cheryl's World. Today we're talking, our subjects generally range anything health and wellness and mindset. Greetings, greetings. We're back. We had a little technical difficulties and our calls dropped, but we're back on. So this is Mark, a.k.a. the Herb Doc, coming at you live with the Live Well Now show on Cheryl's World, where we talk everything health and wellness, where our object is to help you live well now. Not yesterday, not tomorrow, right now. Today we have a very special guest, and I'm so excited to actually talk to a real-life shaman. Laota is on the line today, and we're going to just have a conversation today. We're going to talk everything, DNA. We're going to talk energy work, and we're going to hear some exciting things from her and see just what talking to a real-life shaman is like. I'm so excited. Never really talked to an actual shaman before. So with that being said, Laota, are you on the line?
I am. I'm here, and thank you so much for having me on your show tonight. I'm equally excited to talk to you because you're doing the kind of work that I love. You're working with nature, with plants, and you're from my hometown. You're from Chicago and working in that area, so there's much reason to be excited about our conversation tonight.
So, yeah, we definitely have some kind of connection there. And, I've actually always wanted to go and actually train under a shaman because I knew of some medicine men in some of the rainforests. And so definitely shaman has, that they have a place in my heart because, we're living on the land and being about, Mother Earth is definitely one of the things that I'm all about.
It's really quite exciting that you're living the way you're living. It's very interesting to me that you're living so far from the cities and in such harmony with nature. This is just such a perfect alliance of us coming together tonight, so that works out really well.
Great. So now tell us a little bit, about your story. So give us, a brief overview of your story and how you got started and how you came to be.
Well, it's really indirect the way it all happened. I actually had heard of shamans for a long time, as many people have, but I was already in the energy and healing business, and I had been working with food because I had a child who had been, as many of the children are, was allergic to almost everything. And had very, very serious eczema. And during the course of nursing him, I could see that I was poisoning him, that the milk itself was inflaming his cheeks. And at that time, this is several decades ago, at that time I took him to all the normal places you take an infant, and I noticed that he would get worse and that they were giving him medications that had steroids, and they didn't really have any variation. They had 25,000 skin diseases in one cream, and it was a steroid cream, and that wasn't going to work for me. I knew enough to know that that wasn't working, and he seemed to get worse, and he couldn't drink my milk. He couldn't drink goat milk. He couldn't drink formula. He couldn't really tolerate anything, and I ended up making my own formula from navy beans. I made bean milk for him, and he got better. And then I started to find out the reasons why the malady existed to begin with, and the root cause was my own anger because of the relationship I was in. And through that process of a couple of years it took, I was able to used a variety of different food, whole food remedies, including vegetable broths and bean milk and a whole variety of different things because he couldn't tolerate anything. And he is now a strapping, big, strong, healthy young man and has been for many years now. So at the time when I decided to take charge of his healing, I stopped going to any kind of outside person, and I took 100% responsibility for his health. And as a result, others saw the amazing changes, and others started to come to me for similar ideas. And then over the years, I learned many other things, mostly concerning food, and then later concerning energy, and then eventually I became a soul clearer, which is a variety of removing of different attachments and entities from people. And that was something that I learned after I found out when I was living in the Midwest that I lived in a very old house that had ghosts. And I had a very good friend who was in the practice of energy medicine, and as a sideline, she removed ghosts. So everyone was seeing this ghost in my house. Several people had seen it, and I was aware that it was there as well. And one day someone got particularly perturbed about having seen it. It wasn't bothering anyone, but they were kind of perturbed. And my husband said, all right, you need to take care of that. You need to make sure the ghost goes. So I went to her, and she taught me how to remove ghosts, and then it launched me into learning how to be a soul clearer, which involved becoming an exorcist. So I did that for many years, and for about 7 years. And in the process of doing that kind of work, I had a partner who was quite gifted, and he and I ran into a child that was probably about 9 years old in our practice. And this child came to us because his parents were having difficulties with him, and they realized it was a spiritual issue. So when we both looked at him, we realized that he needed a soul retrieval. We could clearly see that the information we were getting was that he needed to receive back the fragments and the pieces that were the fragments and the pieces that had been lost during his transition from lifetime to lifetime. And as a result, neither of us knew how to do that. We hadn't been trained in soul retrieval because that's a shamanistic practice, and only shamans were doing that kind of work. So I started researching and calling people who knew or who had had soul retrievals, and I found a woman who her entire family had been killed in a car accident, and she had been helped through soul retrieval to she had been helped to recover and become stable and become balanced again. So I asked her, how did that happen? And she referred me to the shaman who became my teacher and my partner's teacher. What happened was we called him and we said, look, we are spiritual workers and we can see the root of this problem. We know what's going on with him. In fact, I even know the past life story. I just don't know. I've never been trained in how to retrieve pieces, go to the underworld and get the pieces back. And he said, well, you know, he was skeptical that I knew what I was saying I knew, but he said he would not teach me how to do it, and he wouldn't teach my partner because he said it was a shaman practice and that we'd have to become shamans. So we did. We spent the next year and a half, almost 2 years, studying with him and learning the practices of shamanism. And because of the fact that we already were involved in business of the energy business of healing, we already had many people that we could practice on. So we were very fortunate not only to have been taught and brought into shamanism, but more importantly, we had so many people to work on it. We were able to learn many things that you only learn through an active practice. So that's how I became a shaman, and I am so grateful because I actually had not been seeking it out specifically, but I was in the idea of the earth and all of the other things that go along with it. But there were so many things that had to be learned. This is not something you learn in a weekend seminar. There was much that had to be done, and there's still many things that I'm currently doing and have been doing for many years as a result of that training. So it's been a very interesting experience. And I offer now several shaman techniques that are aligned with the work of cleaning and clearing and bringing people into balance and harmony, because that is really where my focus is in all of the work I do, including the DNA. So that was a long version of the answer. I hope I didn't go too long.
No. That was fascinating. Just hearing that whole, I mean, I love to hear how people's story come together, because, you know, we all have a story, and, you know, you definitely have a unique story. And, you know, the whole shaman principle is so mystique. You know, most people only know about shaman from TV or from, you know, hearing of stories. So to hear your story and, you know, definitely how you seeked it out. And so, but you said you actually started out as being, of course, in food and herbs, but then you said you did exorcism.
I learned to be a soul clearer, which has moving souls, either souls that are still currently in this reality, who still have free will and can interact with physical reality, and moving parasites and attachments and any kind of encumbrances through mostly from past lives through ignorance of us understanding the laws. And that I actually am teaching those who go through the shaman practices with me. I'm able to give, because of my background and the kind of clearing I've been doing, I'm able to explain in great detail how the shaman practices work because of the way I learned soul clearing first. So it's a very interesting process. For instance, if someone comes to me who has anger spirits, now anger spirits are crystallized energies that are inserted into the luminous body, mostly in the back of people, as a result of violent anger episodes in this lifetime or in others. So that's something that I do remove because it is very similar to a curse, and it encumbers the person significantly because it ties the energy of the one who was angry to the one who the anger was directed at in such a way that it, unless you go specifically after it, it usually stays in you an entire lifetime. And when the person who's tied, who was angry with you, they are, because their energy is inserted into your luminous body, you're leaking energy to them the entire time. So that means that you don't have the necessary energy to be successful or to be as creative as you were originally designed to be, because you might have, and I often find, especially men with 20 or more daggers, crystallized anger daggers in their back, and when I remove them, their energy starts to flow in again, and then I teach them how not to receive that again, and it's a very interesting topic if it's something you'd like to hear.
Definitely interesting topic, and that whole process is definitely amazing, like, you know, especially for the average, you know, typical American who, you know, who's westernized and just sees everything on a physical level, you know, and to hear, you know, of your experience of that way is just amazing. So you also say that you do, you know, you work a lot with DNA clearing and stuff like that also.
I do reconnections, DNA reconnections, every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. As far as I know, I'm the only one, period, who does this on teleconference in group sessions for a third of the cost that it's normally done for. And we do this with people all over the world, and it's quite extraordinary, and the results are so far-reaching and extraordinary. It's just a huge blessing to be able to work in this field and to have the ability to have, be in relationship with those beings who are associated with this particular elevation for humanity.
So how does it work? Can you kind of give us a general overview of how that whole process works?
I have to start by giving you just a little bit of history, if you don't mind.
Yes, yes. Go right ahead.
Well, in human, early human development, there were beings who were off-planet who came here and very decidedly disconnected our DNA because we were divinely designed with 12 strands of DNA, and we now, as our scientists are very clear on, we have two double helix strands. So, you know, a lot of our religious material refers to this by saying that we fell from grace, but actually we were pushed. So the idea is that we were tampered with in early human development so that we would be more malleable, more easy to maneuver, so to say. So we only have two of our strands, so many of the things that were disconnected from us are things that we have, we think are superhero kinds of things, like being able to see people at a distance and communicate with them. The idea of not being, having to go to another person to find out what's wrong with your body. This is all information that it would make sense that we would know ourselves. And it's clear that, you know, and there's a whole array of many, many, many other attributes that were disconnected. So the way that this works is that I am blessed to work with the divine group, the Elohim. And the Elohim have directed me to do this process after years of my fascination with DNA. After the harmonic conversion, and in the years that followed, I began to read and hear and research the idea of DNA. And in the early years, of when DNA first became available for us on this plane of existence in the third dimension to experience, was after the harmonic conversions kind of opened the door for that. So in the early time, and this for those who remember, we would hear about DNA, and there were people who were facilitating us getting our DNA, and it required 8 or 9 months, sometimes a year, of very restricted eating and practices so that we could bring our endocrine systems, which had atrophied it because of the disconnection, our endocrine systems were not firing and coding the information that comes in, that should come into us because of our disconnection. So to bring that all forward took a great deal of vigilance and a great deal of appropriate diet and meditation and all of those kinds of things. Well, that went on for about 10 years, and then later, Dr. Eric Pearl, who wrote the book Reconnection, he started speaking about his experiences in being reconnected, and then he started teaching people to do reconnections. And so for the next 10 years or so, people were having their DNA reconnected through a process that had come through Dr. Eric Pearl, who was a well-known and quite renowned healer who lives abroad. And he's recently written a book, and there's a lot of material written about him. So he was charging $333 for each person to do it, and he would go to an individual, go into their office, lay on a massage table, and they would work on you for about an hour, and they would make the reconnections. But they really didn't have anything, any information of any great deal to share with you about it. But there were, as in the years that followed, more information became available. So I went through both of those processes. I went through the process of bringing my own DNA online through diet and meditation and bringing my endocrine system up to snuff, and I was aware that I had connected my DNA, and after it was connected, it went on fine for about 3 months, and then I realized I stopped replicating. And so I tried to do it again, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. So then later, years later, I went and I paid a lot of money, and I went through the process, and I had my DNA done again, and I could feel elevated. I could feel more organized. I could feel the divinity. And then after a while, it stopped. So I was still very
very, very interested in this idea of having been disconnected, because I could see it in my life around me, in the world at large. I could see how the world leaders behave, how people are treating each other in different places in the world. I could see that we were not operating as divine beings, and I was clear that we were. So it made sense to me. I had a great deal of variety of different backgrounds and different religious backgrounds, and all of that information brought me to the conclusion that we were aspects of divinity and that we had somehow gone wrong, and everyone all over the world had gone wrong. It wasn't just, you know, in the city I lived in. So over the course of working as a shaman, and I eventually learned that shamanism actually was one of the ways in which DNA had been connected in all times, in primitive times, in ancient times, and in all times, and through working as a shaman, this information all came together. And in a synergy of relationships, I had been working with a variety of beings who do healing and who do clearing and who help souls get from out of the gateways of hell. I had done a great deal of work like that, and so all of this work came together. And I was blessed to have this relationship with Elohim, and I will share with you who they are. The Elohim, and this is my current understanding, and I say that because life is not over. I'm not yet dead, and there's so much to understand, and the more I know, the more I know that there's more to know. So I'll speak from the point of view of this is what I currently understand. What I currently understand is there is the prime creator, and then there are the archangels, and then there are the Elohim. And I am in relationship with the Elohim, and they are the ones who, because of my many years of interest, I think, brought this idea of doing the DNA forward. And then they also brought forward the intergalactic genetic engineers who actually do the DNA connections, because my understanding is that this information is not widely available in the galaxy. So it's not like every being who doesn't have a body or who lives on another planet knows everything. There are certain beings who specialize in bringing creation to certain levels of life and divinity. And these intergalactic genetic engineers do that. So when we do DNA every Wednesday night, people call in on the teleconference after they have visited the site. They've agreed that this is what they want to do. They sign up. They pay, they receive a welcome letter with study materials, the instructions for that evening, which is basically that they drink a little water with sea salt in it, and that they be in a comfortable place where they can lay down, and then they and that they're going to have to take a salt bath afterwards to clean the luminous field. And what we do is we connect them all through their agreement and through the energy of everyone else on the phone. And we do it for $111, which is a third of the cost. And it was done when I paid for it, $333. So we do it for that cost. And then for 1 hour, the person is on the teleconference with people from all over the world. And what happens is we present. First, I do a soul clearing because I'm a soul clearer. So first, I do a deep soul clearing. And then the Elohim brings in the genetic engineers. Each person has one at their left side. They have one that floats above their body, and they have one behind their head where all of the strands are brought to the crown chakra at the end. And these sessions are extremely visceral. Some people see the genetic engineers. Some people see the Elohim. Some people talk to them. Some people are asking them questions. Some people don't feel anything. They just feel good. Some people, you know, just feel like someone's holding their hand. You know, there's a whole variety of experiences that people have based on the intelligence of their own DNA. And one of the things I would like to share is that each person, even the connection that you and I have made in this show tonight, this applies to it, that each of us, our greater selves or our higher selves, are orchestrating scenarios in our life. Every different scenario that appears in our life our higher self has presented so that it will prompt us to move further or to learn a lesson so that we can keep moving spiritually. So the same thing applies when we have DNA. Exactly the right people are on the phone together every time we have a DNA session on Wednesday nights. And I do private sessions for small groups also around the country on other nights. But on Wednesday nights is the basic DNA that we do every single Wednesday without fail. And during that session, exactly the right souls come together with exactly the right energy to push everyone as far as they will allow themselves to go. And it's quite an extraordinary and beautiful experience. And again, I did go on a bit. So.
No, that was great, though. I mean, because it's such a unique, you're such a unique individual that you definitely have to, just to kind of get our listeners to understand, I definitely appreciate you giving us a full explanation because it definitely is something that is unique. And, anytime you're dealing with anything that's not physical, especially coming from our Western perspective, it's kind of, when something is abstract and you're talking spiritual and energy and DNA activation, I appreciate you, taking the time to explain that to our people. So basically explain in everyday terms so we can kind of get a good understanding because, now I'm kind of getting actually a better understanding now just from sitting here talking to you. And I think that whole connection and energy piece is very, very important.
Yeah.
You want to give us some conversations about energy and vibration and your take on that whole, on the whole piece of that?
Well, it's really, it has become the secondary work that I do. The main ideas that I'm in right now are DNA. And as I started doing it, I realized that people needed support to raise their vibrations because you can be reconnected, but you can't just start replicating strands and ascend as a response to just being connected. Being connected is a huge thing, and once you're connected to every other person whose DNA is done. And eventually this connection will allow that for, through critical mass, for all the babies to be born with these connections, but enough people have to be done. But at the same time, we have to do our part, and our part is that we have to stay highly vibrational enough to replicate strands. So what I found was that in my own experience of having done it several years, that if I had a hiccup or some kind of drama or some kind of scenario, I would stop replicating. And that's when I would feel like I had, so to say, fallen from grace. And over the course of many years and looking at this and studying this, and then in the recent time when I've been doing these activations, we have developed a protocol. It's a five-step protocol that cleans, clears, and with the reconnection that brings you to greater stability and helps you stay highly vibrational because we're in a harsh, we live on a harsh and warring planet, and there are so many things going on television, on the radio, that are very frightening, and fear is a very low vibrational experience. Guilt is a low vibrational experience. So many of our world religions, are almost give a bad badge of honor for people to feel guilty. Then television and the bandwidth of the that we listen to, the bandwidth is very narrow and it is laced with fear and anger. Just if you just listen to the language of what is on television and what is on the radio, we're constantly being fed this information, which shifts our frequency to a very low place, which means we're moving slower and we need to be moving faster. Our vibration needs to be faster. So the protocol, what it does is, the five steps are, the first step is someone comes and they want to elevate and they want to move towards enlightenment and they want to be able to ascend. And what we encourage them to do is to have their DNA reconnected, and this is why. When you connect your DNA, you are able, through your endocrine system, through the connection, to interface with the energy from the sun and the energy that comes from the earth. And the reason we need to do that is that the energy that's coming from the sun is coming from the greater galactic center. And that information flooding into us, coming into the sun, is not able to be coded properly through our endocrine systems because they were disconnected. And once we reconnect this endocrine system, the coding can be read, so to say, and the firing of the energies and the connections can take place, kind of like satellites hooking up, so to say. Now, until that happens, we're just not connected. We're not connected to the greater source of creation. We're connected to something less than that. So when we connect, it gives us greater access to different areas of our spiritual experience, which includes our past lives. And it also brings our gifts forward. So many, many, many people who have had DNA with me, their gifts open up in the next months that follow. In 3 to 6 months, generally their gifts really open, depending on, of course, everyone. We live in a free world universe, so a person must allow for that to happen. So is that what happens is you will open as much as you allow yourself to open, or as much as you and your higher self are ready to open. The DNA is intelligent, your own DNA is intelligent, and the greater intelligence of our sun, which is bringing in the information from the greater galactic center, is intelligent also, as is, and we talked about this early on, as is the energy from the earth, which is intelligent. And these are the combinations of things that need to happen, and this is what takes place in the beginning with the DNA. You are reconnected. Your endocrine system works. The many, many, many strands of DNA are connected, and then over the course of time, you start to experience more information coming through, and you're allowing for yourself to shift. And this is so huge because many of us know, I know where I grew up on the west side of Chicago, there are still people who live in the same house, who sit on the same front porch that I sat on 40 years ago. And they haven't shifted any. They have been in that same position. And this is very typical of our entire world, that very little shifting takes place. So when we, the DNA, huge shifting takes place, as much as we will allow takes place. And it takes place indefinitely. It doesn't stop. However, if you don't keep yourself highly vibrational, you can't replicate. So you grow faster if you stay in higher fields, if you stay light, if you stay involved with life and with love, you grow faster. If you drop down into anger and disappointment and any of the low vibrational kinds of thought patterns, depression, sadness, any of that, then you stop replicating. So we go through the protocol, and the second step of the protocol is chakra cleaning and illumination. This is another shaman practice. So this is a little different than what our energy workers that we're mostly familiar with, who do Reiki and who are working in yoga centers and those who are doing a variety of different kinds of energy work, normally do energy balancing. But chakra cleaning and illumination is a shaman practice, and it's a practice where we're able to move into the energy vortexes in the body and thoroughly scrub them clean. And then after that process, we go back in and we light up the chakras to the colors that they should be. And this is very important, and it's because all of the emotional trauma that we have experienced in our entire lives is still there because we were never taught how to combust our energy, how to move this energy. It's not taught in the Western world, and it's not always being taught in the other parts of the world either. So we have not learned how to get rid of that time when you were in third grade and someone said something to you and you felt like you got hit and kicked in the stomach, but you didn't, but you did. You know, all of us had those experiences.
That's
fascinating. I just felt you feel it. Yes, I just felt you feeling that experience. Well, that's still there. And that's when I do chakra cleaning and illumination, I remove that and every other thing, every other trauma, too, that's in the related vortexes, or what we call chakras, which also are directly related to certain organs which affect our health materially. And every single chakra, you know, the one I just mentioned that I just felt you feel, that was your solar plexus. But there's things going on, and I'm actually looking at some of your chakras now, there's things going on in the heart as well. And all of this needs to be cleaned and made pristine so that you have the energy from the organs and that everything can operate properly and you can receive the energy coming in from your crown chakra, from the greater galactic center, that will energize and fill up the chakras from the root all the way through the crown, including the third eye. And once we have this wonderful light and vitality that comes into us that every being has been designed to receive, we are very different. And we, at that point, are highly vibrational enough that we can start bringing in more energy and starting to replicate our strand. So that's the second step. The third step is the anchor sphere removal, which I talked about a little bit. And what we do there is every single time, whether it was your father yelling at you when you were 14 about something, every time someone really got angry with him and you felt guilty, you received an anger sphere. Not so much because they got angry, but because of how you felt about it. That allowed it to anchor into you and to siphon off your energy for the rest of your life unless they're removed. So that's step number three. And the fourth step is cord cutting. So we go in and, you know, it is right in the fact that a mother and a baby are attached by an umbilical cord. And that is probably the most appropriate relationship. And there are positive cords as well, but what often happens is two people will attach to each other in something that is other than love. And then the more, the further from truth that relationship is, and the more gnarled and the more poisonous and the more toxic that energy that goes between the cords is. So we go in and I can identify what chakra the cords are attached to, and I'm able to unplug them. They actually aren't ever cut. They're actually more pulled out. Energetically, they look more like a cord than they do. Like, so there's this, the reason we say cut the cords is more for you to get the understanding of the fact that you won't have to receive toxic, poisonous energy through someone's thoughts directly into, like, your base chakra or directly into your heart. So then that's the fourth step. And the fifth step is soul retrieval, which I also talked about earlier, where we go to the lower world and retrieve the fragments that have been lost through trauma. And almost everyone has had some trauma, big or small, in this experience of life. And this is where you learn to never, ever, ever lose your fragments again, because you're taught during that process how not to lose them anymore. So that's that protocol. And with each step of the protocol, I have original and effective products that support you keeping yourself highly vibrational. So we have DNA water, and we have frequency waters. There's actually 23 frequency waters that range from courage to clarity to mother's love to just a whole variety of things. We have things like I'm not thinking of them all right now because there's so many, but we have a whole variety of different waters that will allow. I have one called Spiritual Cleanser that will remove attachments. I have one called Energy Vortexes that maintains the chakras. We have one called Blood Moon. We recently had a Blood Moon, and we're going to have another one in October, and that disconnects you from the mass consciousness. So these are extremely powerful waters, and they do a whole array of different things, most of which we don't currently own or haven't been exposed to the frequencies of. So the thing that's wonderful about these is that the frequency waters eventually become you. You don't have to take them forever. You take them until your frequency attaches to it and then you become that frequency, and then you move on to the next frequency. One of the most interesting is the ancestor one, and I say that because I know you have some connection to the ancestors, and that is one of the most exciting frequency waters because it also heals tumors because they're from embryonic tissue. And when the ancestors come in, most of us, our ancestors are standing around us trying to communicate with us, and I encourage everyone to have an altar or a place on your dresser where you have things of your ancestors and to take the ancestor water and so that they will come forward, because this is your legacy. This is part of our experience. Our experience is multi-level, and our ancestors are begging be in our life experience in a conscious way so that they can help direct us and they can care for us. Every time you get sick, they prep for you. So the ancestor water is something that I really encourage people to get so that they can solidify those relationships and feel the presence of their ancestors and feel the love that's coming from the other realms that we're surrounded by. So did I answer your question?
Yes, yes, absolutely. This is Mark Haygood on the Live Well Now show with our special guest, Laota. She's a shaman, and she's basically telling us a lot about energy work and DNA, having a great conversation. And we have a caller on the line. And caller, I don't know if you're there. Do you have a question?
This is Janine. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, I hear you.
Hey, Mark. Hey, Laota. I don't know if you remember me. You was on my show, Love Journey.
Oh, yes. It's been a while. That's right. Yes, I do.
Yes. How are you? You're so, I just wanted to comment. You are doing such an absolutely great job, and I wanted to let the listeners know that, you know, we've had work done with Laota, and she's absolutely fantastic. And, oh, my God, the work that you do is so needed on the planet. And I just wanted to say thank you, Laota. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for calling in. I'm always happy to hear, and I'd love to get any information about how you've been doing. I'm currently writing a book about DNA, and I'm really interested in hearing what people have to say. I don't really have any comment about it. It's just very interesting, and I'm so pleased that you called in. It's wonderful to hear from
well,
you.
When I found out you were going to be on the show, I'm like, oh, my God, that's Laota. Oh! I was so excited. You're doing an absolutely great job. I didn't
Thank
know
you.
About the ancestor water, though. I did not know about the ancestor water. So now that I know about that water, I would definitely be looking to get some because, you know, my mom just passed away. So
well,
I would be.
It would be wonderful for you to make the connection. The veil is very thin. Our loved ones, they're just so close. And the ancestor water really helps you make that connection. And it also, because you can make the connection, you become less fearful because you realize that you never really lose anyone, that they're all right there still loving you. And more, it's more only because you're more conscious of it. So the waters are on a website called frequencyhealingwater.com. that you can access from the ofthesun.org website. There's a link there. So I would encourage you to take a look. The ancestor water is really spectacular. And it also, it has a side effect. The side effect is it makes you lose weight because you become more balanced.
what an awesome side effect. You know, I wanted to just let you know, I don't know if you talked about, I pray over my food that you gave me and that you gave us to pray all the time. I ask my food and my water, whatever I use to put in my body, to return to its highest vibration and that it would nourish every cell in my body. I never forget that prayer. Every time I put anything in my body, I always, even before I take my bath, I pray over my water.
And how have you found that to work for you? What have you found out about that? Because I'm going to talk about it, but I'm interested in hearing what, I mean, because you're still doing it, I can see that you love it, but do you have anything you can share for others who don't understand what that means?
Well, let me just tell you, the first thing that I noticed is my bath water. Before I find that I even take baths differently now since you told us about praying over our bath water. And when I am in my bath water, I feel so recharged and so rejuvenated and so loved by the water, because it's returning, not only is the water returning to its highest vibration, but it's nourishing not only my outside but my inside. And I feel so renewed, so clear, so much clarity. And when I'm meditating and I'm speaking to the universe, I can hear so much more clearly. I mean, just last week I was getting ready to go to New York, and I got out of the tub and Spirit said, do not take off next Tuesday for the radio station. You know, I work on a particular radio station. I don't know if I can say. And I was like, take off when I come back from New York? I say, okay. So I did. And I'm so grateful I did, because Tuesday when I woke up, the car wouldn't start. So it's so much more clarity when your body is always operating at its optimum vibration, because you can hear clearly from the universe what it is you should do, even when you don't know why. That is the biggest and the best blessing. What you have shared with me, how to pray over my water, has been for me personally.
I am so glad you brought up this topic, because it's so important. And I have just released a new product. It's called the Organic Gourmet. And the first thing I say on that, it's a culmination of 18 recipes that don't have anything to do with the way that we look at things in our world. It doesn't have anything to do with fat, or doesn't have anything to do with counting calories. Everything to do with being revering the spectacular energies and the magnificent processes that take place with our food and our body, and to be in relationship with it. And the very first thing I wrote was just what you talked about, so I'd like to read it, because it's exactly what you said, but for the listening audience. So if you all don't mind, may I?
Go right ahead.
Okay.
Yes,
It says, raise the vibration of your food, the earth, your food, your body, and everything else listens to you. It has been arranged as such. The elements inherent within biology and life itself can be changed by you. The outcome can be vastly different from your usual expectation. It is you who will change the elements inherent in substances. Everything in nature screams for our help, our blessings, and our love. Ask your food to raise itself to its highest original vibration. Then ask your body if it will accept this food in its highest vibration. Then ask your body to raise its vibration to meet the food. Bless all food sources you consume and all humans and kingdoms that your soul surrounds, or that souls surround you. The act of blessing calls back the soul to the food. Infuse the food with gratitude, pleasure, appreciation, self-offering, and service to others. Thank you so much for bringing that idea forward for me to mention that today. It's so important.
Wow, that is awesome. I think that the connection with food and, you know, giving your food energy, that's definitely fascinating. And I think that so many of us are disconnected with our food, and we eat food out of guilt, out of different emotions. And so I think that doing that prayer would definitely add, you know, vibration and health to people. So I appreciate you, you know, bringing that information forward. And thank you, Janine, for pointing it out, because I think that was a well-needed, you know, like you say, there are no mistakes. The universe, you know. Give us the
I wanted to say, you know, thank you for reading that, because you know what I haven't done is raise the vibrations of everything that's connected around me, like my family, my friends. And so I'm going to start doing that from now on. Thank you so much for reading that today, because now I got a different aspect of it, and even understanding the power of it from a different perspective today, that I can raise the vibration of all things around me just by speaking the words. Thank you, lady.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we have the power. Just because industry and commerce have done things to the plant life does not mean that the original DNA that is in the food is unable to be revived. It's just like our water. Just because the water has been made asleep and has been contaminated does not mean that we cannot call for it who it originally was. In the same way that we can be called for it to who we are originally and become beautiful, enlightened beings that we were designed to be from our original design. So we have the power, and what the work that I do is all about the idea of being in relationship with all the powers that exist and our own. So it is, again, you know, I'm having another experience of a perfect moment with, you know, I haven't heard from you. I can't even remember how long it's been since I've heard from you. And for you to call in and bring these things forward has been just so perfect. And then having Mark, who is living in nature and in respect of nature and in reverence of nature, and all and selling whole food nutrients, how perfect. I'm just having a wonderful, perfect moment.
And it's interesting, too, because, you know, having the relationship of us three on the call at the same time. I mean, Janine is, you know, one of my better friends, and she, you know, they call her, you know, she's definitely the love person. So bringing love into the world, and, you know, Lota, you mentioned that earlier, and me being the physical and the plant guy and you being the, you know, the spiritual shaman, I think that's a perfect blend, a perfect marriage.
Oh, I do too. I mean, this couldn't have been better. I certainly hope that many will hear this and have an opportunity to experience new understandings and be able to be excited. One of the things that we noticed with DNA is that when a person hears about this and they become excited inside, that's how we know that they're ready for connection. That's when they should go sign up. If they get excited and if there's an excitement going on inside their body, if they're feeling something like, oh, my God, that's their DNA saying, yes, yes, let's get connected. And if they don't feel anything, then it may not be time. So whenever people ask me, well, how do you know if I should do this? And I, you know, check with yourself. Check inside yourself and see if there's some excitement moving you towards your own elevation or if you need a minute. You know, just check and see.
Another testimony. You know, I was talking to our girlfriend over in Germany, and she was just telling me how she's experienced so much difference since she's done the 12-strand activation and how life has been different for her and how her energy is showing up different. I was talking to Ellie, and she said the same thing. I was talking to another friend in Baltimore, Nadja, and she was saying life would not have been the same without her 12-strand DNA activation. So I definitely can share many testimonies of how people, we've been discussing you and how you've made so much of a difference in just the people in my circle's life.
Well, you know, it's very interesting how you touched on so many people. One of the things that, well, there are many things that happen as a result. One of the things that has really stood out to me in the process of facilitating DNA is that people have issues that grow into resolution. It's like it works as a unifying force that starts to bring their lives into a unified, so if they have five things that are going right and three things that are going wrong, everything starts to move as if it were a big circle or a whirlwind towards organizing and bringing everything into a higher level of existence for them. And they have great clarity. They are not at all unsure. They're like, they know when it started. It's like people, we tease people and tell them when they have their DNA that is their birthday, you know, their new Earth day. They have come to Earth that day fully. And so then they start to count every other day from there, like, oh, I'm a year old or I'm 2 years old, and their lives become more organized. So if they're having problems with their children or their grandchildren or their spouses or jobs or whatever it is, all of that starts to organize itself. And that's a quite amazing thing.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. Okay, I'm going to be quiet.
No,
I was going to say I absolutely agree because I noticed how youthful Nadja and all my friends who've had and the people from the prayer line who actually had their DNA strand activated, I noticed how youthful and how much lighter, how much friendlier and less more patient. A lot of qualities and characteristics have shifted to a higher vibration since the 12-strand activation has happened.
Well, and, you know, more things are happening as we move forward in time, and this family of those who have DNA is becoming strengthened from the strength of all of those who join on. And at some point, the ones who have had their DNA connected will have the advantage of being connected to other people who are also moving into their own levels of power. So this is a very empowering experience, and I think it's, I am just as fascinated, and I am learning all the time, and I'm hearing testimonials and getting emails all the time from people telling me amazing things, which is why I'm writing a book about it, because it's really too important to not share. And that's another reason why I'm very thankful that Mark had me on, and also to you, Janine, for having me on too, having me on your show.
Yes, yes. Well, I thank you for coming on, and Mark, thank you for having her. And I just wanted to, I'm going to get back and still listen, but I just wanted to come on and let people know you are absolutely more than you probably even letting us know. It's so unimaginable, the work that you do, because the energy vibration and the vibratory energy is the most powerful energy in this universe, and it's how we attract into our life with exactly what we want. It's raising our vibration. So I'm a big fan of energy, vibration, and raising our frequency. So I love you, Leota. I love you, Mark, and I'm going to get back and listen.
Thank you, Janine.
Thank you, Janine. This is Mark, a.k.a. the Herb Doc, on the Live Well Now show on Cheryl's World with our special guest, Raising Our Vibrations, Leota. And we just had our caller, Janine, adding her input. And Leota, if there, we're getting close to the end. So in parting, is there anything maybe substantial? I mean, the thing that I definitely like to say is that, just like you said, In the course of the conversation, you know, I definitely can feel the energy. I definitely can feel my vibrations raising just in the conversation. And so I appreciate that, because anytime I can have a person I talk to, you can always tell a person that lives the life in which they espouse. Because a lot of times there's so many people out here that are talking rhetoric and doing things as, you know, to sell a product or do something, but you can always tell. One of the things with me is I can always tell a sincere person that actually is, you know, doing the things that they're talking about. So I appreciate that in you, and I definitely can tell that you are definitely the real deal based on my energy and what I'm feeling.
Well, I certainly hope that this is just the beginning of a new relationship, and I certainly hope that I can connect with Janine again, too, because it's been probably a year since I last talked to her. So this is all kindred spirits, and I think we're definitely all in the same ballpark here. So I appreciate having this forum, and I'm so happy to have a new friend.
Absolutely, and feeling is likewise, and all three of us from Chicago, or at least you're, you know, formerly from Chicago, and I think that, you know, the relationship that I've developed with plants, I think I like your approach because it's different, but although it's different, it's still the same. And I think that, you know, I definitely want to bring the whole vibration and healing energy and DNA strands and bring a lot more of that into my circle, because I think that that's very needed. And I think that, you know, it's just not about surviving. It's about thriving. And I think that it's time that we just, you know, we get past the survival mode. You know, we're just so focused on, you know, surviving. And I think now, you know, the thing, the information that you're bringing is just talking, you know, let's thrive. Let's be all that we can be, you know.
Well, I hope that anyone who's interested will go to DNAReplicate.com or to ofthesun.org and read more, and, you know, we'll be happy to hear from you.
And I'd love for you to come back on, and, you know, we can get deeper into the conversation. We could probably bring Janine back on, and we can really get into basically a dialogue where we can really discuss this, you know, on a deeper level, because I appreciate you coming on and, you know, bringing your insight, because it definitely added a whole different twist to our show that we haven't had before. So I appreciate you for bringing your intellect and your experience and your wisdom, you know, being a shaman, my first shaman conversation. I'm excited about that.
Well, I'm flattered that you asked, and it would be my honor to come back and speak with you again, and even more so to speak again with Janine. That would be great.
Okay. Well,
I just want to say one thing before you go, Mark. I know I said I was going to be quiet, but I just want to let people know I did not know that Laoda was going to be on here. I said, oh, I was laying across the bed, and I said, oh, I got to listen to Mark's show. So I was listening to it on a computer. I said, that's Laoda. So I had to get on the phone and call me. Mark was so excited. He told me he was having a shopping, but he never said your name. To me personally. And so I said, okay, well, I'm going to make sure I listen to Mark's show this Friday. So I'm like, oh, man, let me get. And when I heard, I was like, I was like to jump out the bed. I was like, oh, my God, that's Laoda. I'm so excited. I felt like a kid in a candy store, Laoda. And so I just wanted to be like, this is not, I did not know it was going to be you. He did tell me he was having a special guest today, the first time, the one he didn't know. He was really excited about it. So I was like, okay, well, let me support Mark. And then I'm thinking I'm just getting on to support Mark. And it was Mark. I'm so excited. So I just wanted you all to know this was not planned. I did not know you were going to be on. I just knew that I was going to come on to support Mark. So I'm just excited. Thank you for being on. And you always welcome back to the Love Journey anytime, especially with your new book. We got to help support your new book. I want to be your first copy, and I'm sending you my money for my first copy, even before you get it.
Well, I want to share with you, I will be in Chicago in October. I'll be doing a hair healing event, and I'll be there during the week of the blood moon, which is, I think, the 19th, because I'll be there attending a blood moon event. And then also I'll be doing a hair healing. We'll be healing the nervous system of people through the ends of their hair, which is a whole other topic that we can talk about.
Okay, well, definitely I want to have you on the show and let people know that you're going to be coming to Chicago. And we want to make sure we come out and support you and make sure we show you some Chicago love, bring the sun out with us and everything.
So that'll be great. I'll make sure I think the date is, oh, I'm sorry, I don't know. I think it's the 16th, but it'll be in the second week in October, the second week in October. I'll be there, and
okay.
I hope to maybe get on your show and maybe meet Mark and see you in person.
Yes,
absolutely,
yes.
Absolutely. That's amazing.
You're doing out to Mark's farm. You know, Mark has a farm out there, so we got to go out there and hang out in the farm.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, hang out here with the plant people. So yeah, definitely. I'm excited about it. See, there was no accident. This show was destined to happen, huh?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Mark, for making this happen.
Okay, guys. Well, I appreciate the conversation. And, Janine, thank you for adding your input. As always, it's love. It's always love with you, Janine. Love, love, love.
You know that's why they call me the love goddess.
Absolutely. Your name is not in vain, for sure. Oh. All right, guys. Well, it's been a pleasure talking with you guys. And, you know, hope to hear all of us, you know, all of us getting together sometime soon. So,
well, I'll greet you in the words in Lakesh, and that means that in myself I see yourself, or I see the divinity in both of us. So thank you.
On that note, we'll end. This is Mark, a.k.a. the Herb Doc, on the Live Well Now show with our special guest, Laoda. And basically, we actually went over our hour, but, hey, it was exciting. So hope to hear from you guys next week. Talk to you soon.
Well, Mark, who's going to be on the show next week? You got to tell them who's going to be on the show next week.
That'll be Janine Ingram, the love lady, the lady that's on the line now will be on the show next week. Yes, Janine, so thank you for reminding me so we can tell our audience now so they can have their stuff, their time reserved for next week.
Yes, and we're going to be talking about self-love. Yes, and you know I love love. So I'll check you out next week. I love you, Mark. I love you, Laoda. And I love your listening audience. Remember the love. Love is a choice.
Peace. Thank you.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Love a Natural Me here on Cheryl's World. We are brought.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world's changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. They don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. They do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
I'll get all of you with the last thing ever. Thank you. Thank you. that's what we call ODD at home. That's what they call me before as I be small picking the world. What I'm trying to say is, I take everything so serious. I found myself taking everything so serious this year. Like, it's good to be focused, it's good to be serious. But it's also important not to forget, to feel, to really feel. And I decided to take a break, like a month break. I went back home. And so many things happened within that 1 month in Lagos. So many serious, like, accidents. See people die, and I go to the general hospital, I see how people are packed together in one room with all sorts of sicknesses and stuff like that. I'm like, Neka, your life is good and God is good. I'm not saying that if one is going through hardship, that God is not good. God is always good. Important is that we live life to the fullest and that we love. The only thing that is important in life is to love. And that's the healing to everything, to every sickness, to every whatsoever. The answer is love, beginning, end, middle. So that's my own. That's my own. Even if person calls you safe, you tell her sin and love. Tell the person love. So love. Give me bad notes, results. Now love, but I need to say you should not read your books. So well, this one is called Heartbeat. Thank you.
princess.